The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. We're all aware of our own need for personal sanctification. The Second Vatican Council reiterated the universal call to holiness and reminded us of this simple truth that we need to sanctify our lives. And today's gospel takes it further. We're meant to be the salt and light in the world around us. Salt preserves food from corruption. It brings out the flavor of food and makes it more pleasing to the palate. Light is a sign of hope in a dark place. It helps us see clearly the path ahead, avoiding rises and falls in the ground so that we don't trip. And a myriad of other things related to both of these. But above all, this imagery is a call to two things. One is the next step after the universal call to holiness. It's this call to go out and help others to be holy. I forget which saint it was, at least I think it was a saint. It's an old quote from when I was in college. Whether we go to heaven or hell, we're taking people with us. And so we need to make sure that as long as we're all striving to get to heaven, because that's the basic assumption here, right? As long as we're striving to get to heaven, we need to be bringing people with us. And so that's the next step here that we see in the gospel. Let your light shine on other people. Be the flavor, that salt in the world that helps elevate the goodness that's there so that other people see it. And I'm like, hey, there's something about this guy, this girl. She's happy. He's happy. What makes them happy? Because happiness is what draws. But also, this imagery of salt and light points to one of the greatest virtues, in fact, the highest virtue, the pinnacle of virtue, is charity. And with this in mind, I leave you with a quote from St. Therese of Lisieux. "I see now," St. Therese writes, "that true charity consists in bearing with the faults of those around us, never being surprised at their weaknesses, but edified at the least sign of virtue. I see above all that charity must not remain hidden in the bottom of our hearts. It seems to me," she continues, "that the lamp is the symbol of charity. It must shine out not only to cheer up those we love best, but indeed to all in the house."